you have a bit of a dog in the fight with your son coaching St. Louis, and we've talked to you about the Rams before, but that's as tough and as disconsolate as I've seen a starting quarterback after a loss. That was rough yesterday. And it's one thing if you're down four and you need the touchdown. A field goal would have tied it, but sometimes you give credits to, I mean, that was a fantastic interception to break up the drive.
Well, it really was. It was just heartbreaking. I was sitting right down there in the club level, right overlooking that play, and it's unfortunate. The guy they tried to get the ball to running the crossing route, well, the DB, the corner who had the tight end stayed in the block, so he had nobody to cover, and that's right where the route was coming at this guy. I mean, my daughter could have caught that ball.
Yeah, Marcus Gilchrist stepped in and just sort of held his position and then made the move at the last minute. So we talked a lot about results last night. We have some great Thanksgiving games, obviously, with Seattle, San Fran, both starting to turn it up. Let's talk about Dallas and Philadelphia. Dallas gets a win. I think maybe Tony Romo has quieted. I wouldn't say critics of his play, coach, but everyone was worried about the back injury and should he even go to London and play the Jaguars there. For 2 weeks off, it's one thing. Now he has 3 days off, and as you've said all year, we've said it too, these Thursday games have been awfully tricky with guys who are bumped and have a lot of bumps and bruises heading into them.
Well, it is, but I mean, as a coaching staff, you really got to adjust some things. I coach many times the Thanksgiving Day game or a Thursday night game or that, and it's just a different way to prepare. You're not going to go out and put pads on and practice that way. You know, the players got to come in, look at the film on their own. The coaches aren't looking at the film. I mean, just put that one in the drawer. We'll look at it at the end of the season. Let's get going. And they've probably done a lot of pre-work on their short week of who they're playing. And then you do a lot of walkthrough. You know, they try to keep as much of the – I always try to keep as much of the game plan that we didn't use in the game plan again because you've already had a week of practice on it. So, I mean, there's a way to do it. And I know for some guys, you know, they're just starting to feel pretty good when they got to play again. But they get through it.
Jim Fossler, our guest, Brady and Walker, Sportsnet 590, The Fan. A lot of people today talking about the rookie Giants receiver, Odell Beckham Jr., makes a play that I don't know if anyone else in this league, Jim, can make that catch last night. Couple questions for you. Does he have a chance to be the best rookie receiver of this class, which is a pretty good one? And did you ever coach a guy? I know Tom Coughlin called it inspirational last night to see a catch like that. Did you have a guy played for you that would make a superhuman play and just change a game?
As a rookie, Ike Hilliard was pretty special. I mean, right off the bat, he was a go-to guy, and the quarterbacks liked throwing to him, and he made catches and all that. I think the thing there is that was a perfect storm. The ball was thrown with some touch on it. You know, it wasn't coming in flat at 80 miles an hour. And then the other thing is, and it does help him. When Fred Blitnikoff had all that glue all over him, you know, and the outlet, all that, the gloves help. And I'm not taking anything away from that catch. That's as good a catch as I've seen in years, and maybe the best catch I've ever seen. But, you know, those gloves, when the ball's coming in, floating more or less at you, and you got a glove on, it really helps the ability to catch it with one hand.
Yeah, I was a kid during the Stick-em era. Remember Lester Hayes and, you know, those jars they'd have on the sidelines, the Raiders? Not that the Raiders would ever take an edge to win a game or anything, would they?
No, never. And Freddie Blitnikoff is a good friend of mine, and we used to talk about that, tease about it. And I mean, you see an old picture of him, you got it all over him. I mean, I told him one time, I said, why do you even use your hands? Just let the ball hit you in the chest, and it'll stick.
So 3 points for the Cardinals and Drew Stanton's offense in the last six quarters. Here comes Seattle. They had a toss-up game against Kansas City, but an impressive win. They were probably going to win that game. It's more how they won it, and San Fran's won three straight. Do we have still a very up-for-grabs NFC West? The Cards have a two-game lead on the two NFC Championship game participants, but there's five games left.
Oh, yeah, definitely, definitely. I got up early. I always get up early in the morning, and I was watching some highlights of that San Francisco or Arizona-Seattle game. And you know what it really appeared to me? It looked to me like, all right, we got to answer the bell now. This team's ahead of us. And I saw Seattle play with the type of enthusiasm that took them to the Super Bowl last year. I thought prior to that, I know they had some injuries, but they just didn't look like the team that was going out there, cocky, confident, having fun. They looked like that yesterday. And Arizona's going to, you know, there was Stanton now, the quarterback. They've lost their starter, so that's going to be tough on them.
Coach, thanks very much for this. We'll let you get back to it. Have a great morning. Appreciate it.
Okay, guys. Always good talking to you.